A few years ago, local kayak teacher Susan Conrad decided she was going to paddle the Inside Passage, 1,200 miles from the lower Puget Sound, through British Columbia and the Great Bear Rainforest, and up to Skagway, Alaska. Here's the catch. She wanted to do it by herself.
The entire route is replete with thousands of islands scattered throughout it. There are steep-walled fjords and wide ocean passages, glaciers that creep down to the sea, and then the icebergs that cap off of those glaciers. There's whales and coastal wolves and bears, of course. Waterfalls practically around every corner in the northern reaches. It's just a stunningly beautiful part of this world.
But the Inside Passage isn't all idyllic and breathtaking views. In a kayak by yourself, it's also pretty dangerous. Susan Conway met Ross Reynolds down at the Agua Verde Kayak Club in the University District, and she explained that one of the reasons she wanted to make that treacherous journey was to get away from her life here in Seattle.
My life seemed really off kilter. My father had recently passed away, and my long-term relationship was falling apart. My cat had died. I sound like a country western song. A dear friend had passed away. Another had moved away. I was pitifully out of shape and making some really poor choices in my life. Probably drinking too much wine in the evening, partying, you know, just not hanging out with people that were conducive to my life's goals and where I wanted to be. And I've always been this person that has this insatiable curiosity to know what's around the next corner. And I so desperately needed a next corner. So the Inside Passage became my next corner. You know, the Inside Passage is touted as the most scenic and challenging paddling route in all of North America. So that was definitely a lure, that holy grailness sort of thing.
What was the low point?
The low point would put me in a 100-mile-long channel referred to as Grenville Channel. The locals call it the Ditch, south of Prince Rupert in British Columbia. And it's a 100-mile-long steep-walled fjord that's just about Arrow Strait. And it's a stunningly beautiful portion of the Inside Passage, but it's also the most remote and wildest and steepest section. And so I was working my way through the Ditch and getting toward the northern end, and I'd already had three consecutive sleepless nights because it's an area that's prone to extreme tidal differences. So we're talking minus tides all the way up to like 24 to 25 foot high tides that would totally obliterate my campsites. They would be underwater in the middle of the night. So, I mean, I knew that, and I'm dealing with that every night. I'm worried about grizzly bears. And so, you know, that really affects your beauty sleep. So I'm dealing with that. And so as I get toward the northern end of Grenville Channel, I'm frantically looking for a campsite, and this is an area where there are, again, the grizzly bears with cubs on every beach. So I just keep going and going till I paddled almost 40 miles. I'm averaging like 20 to 25, so I had done nearly 40 miles that day. So I'm just absolutely exhausted, and now I'm getting hypothermic. I'm starting to shiver. I'm getting quite worried, and gale force winds are starting to go up the channel now, and there is just nowhere to get out of this kind of condition. So long story short, I ended up choosing a really, really marginal campsite, and I pull into that, and I know that it's going to drain to, you know, a marsh at low tide, and then it's going to be totally flooded at high tide. And I was just beside myself, and it was definitely a low point of the trip, and I actually had my finger on my VHF radio. That's how I would call for help. And I was rehearsing what I would say when the Coast Guard or whoever answered. And then just this rage kicked in, you know, like this life-giving rage, I think it was, where I just started screaming at the top of my lungs. And I was screaming at the wind and at the rain and at everything and at nothing all at the same time. I mean, my voice was hoarse for days afterward. But I think that pressed that mental reset button where I'm like, okay, Susan, you put yourself in this position. You got to figure a way out. This is getting pretty serious. So I did. I did figure a way out. And the tarp mysteriously cooperated. I got the tent up. I got into dry clothes. I made myself something to eat. And then I finally climbed into the tent later that night and convinced myself I was going to wake up alive.
You had goals in this trip that you document in your book, Inside. Did you achieve those goals at the end?
I think I did, yeah. My biggest goal was just to experience everything the Inside Passage could offer me and to you know, accept all those challenges that were placed in my path. I just wanted to see how I would deal with adversity.
What did you learn about yourself when it comes to dealing with adversity?
I learned that I can be quite stubborn, which is a good thing. And I also learned that I can be patient, because the sea will teach you patience. But the biggest thing that I took away from this was more of an awareness that this journey was going to become, or was on its way already, of becoming a paradigm for my life's journey. And that the very same strength and courage that had gotten me up the Inside Passage was going to be that same strength and courage that was going to get me through the, you know, the tumultuous seas of everyday life. And I realized that, you know, I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to, you know, whatever that challenge might be in, you know, everyday life, and that everything that I needed to accomplish, whatever goal, was already inside me.
That's Susan Conrad. Her memoir about her 1,200-mile solo kayak journey is called Inside, One Woman's Journey Through the Inside Passage. She spoke with KUOW's Ross Reynolds down by the waterfront. It's The Record. I'm Deborah Wong.